Hello, family, and thank you for joining me for another devotion this morning as we look at God's good word. I want to look at Mark chapter 6 today, and we're going to read verses 1 through to 6. Mark chapter 6 from verse 1. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that's been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Now, I don't want to look too deeply into the theological meaning and stuff of this passage, but one principle is very clear, and that is we can't become comfortable in our faith. I'll say it again. We can't become comfortable in our faith. We can't decide to follow Jesus and then sit back and just let things happen as we think they're supposed to happen. No. We need to go out and live our faith. We need to go out and build God's kingdom. We need to use the gifts that he's given to us. We need to spread his word, his love. We need to serve one another. And we can get that principle from this passage simply because of this. Jesus was from Nazareth. When he went back to Nazareth, the people there knew him. They were familiar with him. So he couldn't speak to them because they just saw him as the carpenter's son, Mary's son, brother of Joseph, Judas, and Simon. The sisters who are there with him. But the interesting thing is that in verse 2, they ask, "Where did this man get these things? What is this that's been given to him that he's done miracles?" You see, they were amazed at what he had to say. But as soon as they realized who he was and that he was a familiar face, they took offense at him. Then it became a thing of, dare you talk to us about these things, you know? It's amazing transition from being amazed at what he has to say to taking offense at him just because of the familiarity. And that's the principle that we need to learn. We have amazing things that we can do. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And because of the work that he's given to us to do. His work through us. So we can do amazing things. But it's not us doing the amazing things. It's actually God doing amazing things through us. So God can say amazing things to us. God can do amazing things through us. But not if we are comfortable and not if we are happy with the familiar. We cannot be happy with the familiar. We need to go out. We need to do new things. Doesn't mean just go and do anything willy-nilly. But what I'm saying is that allow yourself to be used by God. Allow yourself to be controlled and sent and led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus did go to his hometown. Yes, it doesn't mean we can't. I'm not saying don't do stuff here in King Williamstown or wherever you happen to be. But what I am saying is that don't get comfortable with the familiar. The people in Nazareth were comfortable with the familiar. So they heard amazing things, but they took offense at that because it challenged what was familiar to them. It went against their, it was unusual. Jesus was a familiar face to them, and you're saying unusual things. So my point again is this. Don't get comfortable with the familiar. Allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit, even if it's to do something new. Don't sit back and wait for things to happen, but go out and do things. I'm not saying don't serve God and demonstrate your faith where you are now. It's not about being in your hometown, but it's about the familiar and challenging the familiar. Not challenging His word. His word should be very familiar to us and should be on the throne of our hearts. He should be sitting on the throne of our hearts. But we mustn't get comfortable with the familiar. We must allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit so that He can do His work through us, so that He can say what He needs to say through us. Don't just sit back and wait for things to happen. Don't get comfortable with what is happy for us to deal with, what is nice for us to deal with. Sometimes things are going to be challenging. Sometimes things are going to be uncomfortable. Sometimes things are going to be unusual and not familiar. And that's a good thing, because God is working through you. God is using you. As long as you allow your heart to be guided by Him, allow yourself to be guided by Him, He can use you and work through you. And that's the most wonderful thing. So I want to challenge you today. Don't get comfortable with the familiar. I've said it many times now, but I want to drive home this point. Don't get comfortable with the familiar, but allow yourself to be challenged. Allow yourself to be pushed. Allow God to work through you, even when it isn't nice, and even when it isn't familiar or comfortable. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your word to us this morning. Thank You that we can see that the people of Nazareth were familiar with Jesus, and so they rejected Him. Father, please help us not to have our hearts so familiar with things that happen around us that we can't do anything else, but to allow our hearts to be guided by Your Spirit, to be led by Your Spirit, to do things that You want us to do, even if it challenges us and pushes us and sends us into unusual places or to unusual people. It could be right in our hometown as well, that You just send us to that unusual person to speak to. I pray that You help us to just allow ourselves to give up ourselves, that we'll give up ourselves, and that more of You will be evident in our lives, that we'll be so obedient to Your Holy Spirit as You lead us and guide us. We thank You for that. We thank You for this wonderful opportunity to serve You, even when it's not in the familiar. And we thank You for the strength and power that You give us to do that, the wisdom that You give us to do that. We give You all the thanks, praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen.